Well, at 17 and a half in 1942, I volunteered for the Wrens, and I was offered five different categories after 6 weeks of prelim training, and I chose the HMS Pembroke 5, about which she could tell me nothing except that the first thing I would do is sign the Official Secrets Act. Well, 17 and a half.
Spies. What's going
spies,
on?
Secrets. Yes, ma'am, I'll wow. take P5. And I finished up at Eastcote in Middlesex, which was the largest Wrennery in the country. There were 1,300 or 1,400 of us there, or most of whom were operating the Alan Turing bombs.
John, it's something that someone who hasn't lived through it like me can't really wrap our heads around. Tell me about that day when war was over.
I was in hospital.
You missed it. Why were you in hospital?
Of all things to get, I had German measles.
And you are pulling my leg, John. Stop it.
I'm not. I was in St. Vincent's Hospital, the Royal Naval Hospital, in the centre of London. And I was in isolation. They didn't want me to give me German measles to any other Wrens. And I was lying there in the middle of the morning when a nurse appeared, and she said, you know, I'd got a radio there to help. You know, I could listen to the radio, and I knew it was VE Day. And she came in and she had a small bottle of beer. And she said, this is to for you to celebrate VE Day. And she took the top off it and drank half my bottle of beer.
Cheeky.
She did. And I had outside my ward, where, as I say, I was completely alone, there was a beautiful balcony. And I spent most of the day and half the night on that balcony watching people in St. Vincent Square enjoying D-Day, kissing each other, laughing, singing, having picnics, and oh, that they were thoroughly enjoying it, and I was watching them
with your half a beer from the balcony.
But my half a bottle of beer from the balcony. That's right, yes. And when I was let out of prison, I went back to Eastcote, and I was told, before I even got to my cabin, I was told, you're going on 2 weeks' sick leave. And when I got back from those 2 weeks' sick leave, I found that the Wrens had been set to by Mr. Churchill personally, direct order from him, to take those bombs to pieces and leave them as heaps of recyclable metal. He was determined that the Germans would never find out what we had been doing with their messages during the war.
Can you remember the feeling when the announcement came, when you realised that war was over?
It wasn't over, was it? We still had Japan to fight, but our war was over. Perhaps now we won't be rationed anymore. How soon can we get meat or soap? We were allowed one bar of soap for 6 weeks. We would soon be free again to buy clothes instead of having to have your shoes cobbled and re-cobbled and re-cobbled. You could buy a new, we would be able to buy a new pair of shoes. It took a long time for all this to happen, but that was the feeling. We were going to be free to do those things. We'd won the right to do those things again, which we'd done before the war. And I suppose it was joy I felt actually on VE Day.